So organic food is very popular. Years ago, you'd have to go to a health food store to find it. But now, of course, it's everywhere and it's big business. Joining us is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, what exactly does the term organic signify?
Yeah, are you confused? Because I've been confused yes. about this one.
Yeah, tell us.
So technically, organic is it's actually a regulatory term. It's certified organic is what you should see on the label. Mm-hmm. It's by the USDA. And there's an actual, you know, kind of regulatory sounding term that means that this is grown and processed according to federal guidelines that address things like soil quality, animal raising practices, pest and weed control, and the use of additives. But a lot of times you'll see this organic label kind of just pop up, and it's not, if it's not certified organic, it's probably not really organic.
Interesting.
Does organic mean no pesticides were used in the ingredients?
No, it doesn't mean that. And I think that'll come as a surprise. So this has been a category that has really grown a lot. It's now $39 billion, that's B as in boy, dollars a year. So it's huge. And that's according to the Organic Trade Association. And 81% of American families at some point are eating organic. So that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But it does not mean no pesticides. And in fact, it means that there are still at least 20 or more pesticides that are used on organic or can be used on organic. So if you're buying it because you think you're getting pesticide free, you're wrong.
Wow.
But they're not synthetic pesticides. There
right.
is a difference.
Right. So, but here's the difference. So the organic pesticides are supposed to be pesticides that have come from naturally occurring from plants, etc. Synthetic pesticides have been created in a lab, but that doesn't mean they're bad. And in fact, we used to think that the so-called natural pesticides would have no adverse effects, but actually research has shown that they can have just as many and sometimes even more than the other pesticides. So, you know, to produce large amounts of food, we've got to take care of the critters that are competing for that food along with us. And that means we've got to use these products in some fashion or another, either on organic or conventionally grown.
Is organic food any healthier?
No, and that's another misnomer. So people often think that it might maybe more nutritious, and there's no evidence. There have been a lot of people who have looked at this. There's no evidence that that's the case. What I found really interesting is there's a recent study out just this month that said, looked at, does if you eat organic, do you somehow take on a health halo and feel like, oh, I've done something good, you know? So now I can do anything I want. So they actually looked at dieters who ate an organic meal, and they found that as a result, they didn't exercise and they ate dessert. So they basically just
because undid everything they did.
And there's this perception that organic, for some people, that it might have fewer calories, and that's also not true. So again, it's thinking of these foods as a spectrum, that if you want to eat organic, great. If you want to eat conventional, great. The one thing you should know is that you're going to pay more to eat organic generally than if you eat conventionally grown food.
What about the term natural? We see that on a lot of foods.
Yeah, don't you see that everywhere? Well, would you believe that there's actually no official definition of natural? And that's something that the Food and Drug Administration is trying to rectify right now. There have actually been three citizen petitions that have taken the FDA to task and said, define this for us because we want to know what it is. And they're actually in the process of doing that right now. So if you have an idea that you want to weigh in on about this, you can go to FDA.gov and look for this, and you can make public comments about what the word natural should mean until May 16th.